From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. A federal report says a cruise ship's navigators are to blame for the boat crashing into a Ketchikan dock, causing more than $1 million in damage. The Ketchikan Daily News reports Celebrity Cruises ship Infinity smashed into Ketchikan's Berth 3 in June 2016. The National Transportation Safety Board report says the chief navigator failed to plan, monitor, and execute a safe docking evolution. Four Alaska wildfire professionals are working on blazes in Southern California. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the Alaskans deployed south have special skills.
One is an emergency firefighter who went down as an air operations branch director. Two of them went down as prevention technicians. And one of them went down as a status check-in recorder.
Mowry says Alaska wildfire fighters take the winter off, and the four in California this month notified agencies they were available to work.
Alaska has not received an order for any crews or modules yet. They did express a little bit of interest, and we're in the process right now of trying to see who's available and how many people we have that are available that we could send down there if they did put an order in. But so far, it's been a pretty limited specialty positions that they've requested.
Mowry says it's the latest that Alaska firefighters have gone south to work, noting that fire seasons have been extending longer in recent years.
Like last year's burst of fires they had in the southeast U.S. where we sent over 100 people down, but that was mid-November. So it's, you know, this time of year, mid-December, it is very unusual. But it is a sign that, you know, what we've been seeing the last few years is that things are changing. And I mean, the fire season is getting longer.
The current wildfires in the Los Angeles and Santa Barbara areas follow even more devastating blazes that killed 42 people and destroyed or damaged 14,000 homes in Northern California in October. The Alaska Division of Elections has denied the Alaska Republican Party's request to block three incumbent House Republicans from running in the state's 2018 primaries. The party wrote a letter to the division on December 4th asking that Representatives Paul Seaton of Homer, Gabrielle Ledoux of Anchorage, and Kodiak's Louise Stutes be blocked from the primary ballot as a repercussion for violating a party rule against caucusing with other political parties when there's a Republican majority. All three representatives joined a bipartisan coalition which took control of the House away from the Republican majority. State Elections Director Josie Banky says the division responded to the party's request on December 7th.
Well, we decided not to take any action at this time for a couple of reasons.
Banky explained that the party missed the September 1st deadline to make rule changes to its primary process and that its request also clashes with state law. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.